I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to 1 Minute Podcast Tips, the show that helps you be a better podcaster in just a minute a week. If you want more specific tips just for you and your podcast, check out the Magic Mike membership at oneminutepodcasttips.com/support. And now, this week's episode. When it comes to your podcast analytics, usually the best place to look is your podcast hosting company. This is because they pull data from all apps and platforms to give you a full overview of how your podcast is performing. However, you can also get more data on your audience by the likes of Podcast Connect from Apple and Spotify for podcasters. But there are a couple of things you need to keep in mind when you're looking at that data, and that's to make sure you listen to the analytics that matter. So what I mean by this is on Podcast Connect, you've got a few different data points. You've got followers, listeners, engaged listeners, and plays. Now, it can be tempting to look at plays and think you're getting a lot of engagement on Apple, but that's typically not the case. A play on Apple is when someone presses play on Apple Podcasts and the play duration is greater than 0 seconds. The problem with that is I could turn off after 1 second, not listen to anything of your episode, but that will still be tracked on Apple. So it's not really an effective data point. Instead, you want to be looking at engaged listeners. Engaged listeners on Apple Podcasts is when someone's played at least 20 minutes of your episode or 40%, whichever is longest, within a single session. So that's a more accurate data point on Apple Podcasts. Spotify for Podcasts is similar. They have a data point called starts. Now starts, much like plays on Apple Podcasts, is when your episode has been played for 0 seconds or more. Again, it's not really an effective metric. Instead, you want to be looking at streams. A stream is where your episode has been played for at least 60 seconds. Now this is more like the IAB certification. The IAB is the Interactive Advertising Bureau. It's pretty much the default for measurement and tracking in the podcasting industry. If you look at podcast hosts, many of them are IAB certified, and it makes for more accurate data. So again, if you're looking at data on Podcast Connect for Apple or the Spotify for Podcaster dashboard, just make sure you're looking at the right analytics, and a OneNote gives you a much more accurate overview of how your podcast is performing on that platform. Until the next time, happy podcasting. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy 1 Minute Podcast Tips, be sure to share with your friends and other podcasters so they can enjoy it too. Until the next time, happy podcasting.